white. Kurrumbong, New South Wales, Australia, August 6, 1895. Dear Willie, the horses and carriage brought up Shannon and Fanny. It is now about 2 o'clock p.m. I am sitting on the bed writing you. Shannon came in this morning, all breezy, to go right to work, but Caldwell says there was no instruction given to him where to set the office. I told him I could tell him nothing. He must go to Brother Hare. Caldwell took him over to Brother Hare, and the two have gone to the mill to order lumber. Shall I set Coulson at work with Shannon? I decide this may be best. Brother Shannon inquired, "Where shall we work? What tent can we go under?" Well, there is no tent, only one which is fully, abundantly occupied. Now, if it is possible, get a tent of someone. If you can, borrow the old large tent or any small tent. Collins had a tent to live in. Get tents if you can. The large tent would be extra convenient for workers to sleep in, and for a dining tent, the McCulloch tent for kitchen or sleeping tent. Work is going forward in earnest. We have a sprinkling of rain, and it may pour down, but there is not a sign of a chance for the workers to find shelter. Consider these things and provide us tents. This is the best thing I can see to be done. There could be a temporary shed built under which to work, and I think we shall have to do this, but that little tent of Brother Hugh's is quite too small. 4 men is all it will accommodate. Anyway, we must have something at once. The work must be completed on our orchard. This work is being done. Brother Lawrence's hands are helping to clear the land, and good work is being done. The trees are ordered of Mosley, and he will be here on Sunday, and he wants every student to be on hand to see how he does the setting of the trees and help him, and he says he will give talks to the students in the evening upon the subject of fruit raising and vegetable raising, if they wish him to. If you have ordered your trees elsewhere, all right. We can test the matter, for we will have more to plant. If it costs more to purchase of Mosley, then let it cost. I shall have the privilege of experimenting in reference to Mr. Mosley, who promises to look after the trees. I think he will have a determination to do his best for me. As you are so far away, and it takes time to reach you, we will do our best, and if we make some mistakes, we will know better next time. The men work for me with decided interest. We cannot feed them all, but will you please get us dried codfish and dried fish of any description, nothing canned. This will give a relish to the food. You see, we shall need Sarah as cook and Byron as well. In regard to Phaeton, if you can get a spindle put in the one wheel, we think the carriage with 2 horses will do well for me a while. If not, get the Hughes carriage, and I shall have to exercise judgment, keep it for my use, and not tell 4 men they can ride as well as not. It is this loading down that scares me in regard to carriages, and we can and must have moral courage to do the right and proper thing in this line as well as in other matters. One thing I am fearing, the spine difficulty is becoming severe. I must have an easy carriage. I like the Hughes carriage for restfulness, but I am afraid of it for reasons mentioned. I will be glad you have a cart, even if only 2-wheeled, but it is not desirable from choice. You say nothing in regard to coming up here and when. I have set forth the matters here. The boarding of hands is no small subject, and we can take care of them if we can have places to lodge them. Brethren McCanns, the father and son, can be set to work. Vincent, I do not want. He will spend half his time gossiping. He will, I think, be an annoyance, so let him be counted out. Any terms you propose to make with Brother McCann and son, I will accept. They will have to be helped if they do not earn money. I had rather board them and have it thus understood than they board themselves, but I do half the providing. Mother, I am nervous and trembling, and fear you cannot read this, but Maud has gone to school to do cooking. Emily got the dinner for four men. We cannot cook on stove.